Precipitation moved through portions of the central and eastern Midwest yesterday, and we're going to find today to be a rather quiet and drier day. We do expect to see more storminess coming up. In fact, the storm system still advertised for this weekend will be a very impressive event. The dynamics in the atmosphere are going to become very impressive as cold air pools into the western United States over the next several days. At the same time, the cold air settles into the western states. Much warmer temperatures will impact areas east of the Mississippi River, well above average temperatures. In fact, we may see temperatures anywhere from 15 to 20 degrees above average for this time of the year. That means portions of the eastern Midwest will ultimately end up with temperatures in the 60s and perhaps even some lower 70s. As we get out towards the next 2 days, probably the warmest weather will end up impacting the region as we get into the Christmas holiday. The warmest conditions will occur in a couple of periods of time. The first will occur tomorrow into Thursday, and we'll look for a second wave of warm conditions to occur Saturday into Sunday. During those two periods of time, we will see those temperatures in the 60s and lower 70s across the Ohio River Basin. And in contrast to that, temperatures will be much colder to the northwest, especially this weekend. And it's during that time period we'll see that major winter storm evolve that promises to produce very heavy rainfall across the heart of the Midwest and impressive snows from the west central portions of the U.S. plains into the upper Midwest. The cold air to the west and warm air to the east also will be accompanied by a steady influx of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, and by raising atmospheric temperatures into the 60s and 70s, that moisture will be attained into the atmosphere and probably held there until the cool air catches up and starts to move into the part of the Midwest. And so as a result, when it does start to rain, it's going to rain very impressively with some strong thunderstorms, maybe even some severe weather possible in parts of the region. As we get into the heart of the weekend and early on Monday next week, we could end up seeing rain totals running anywhere from 1 to 3 and some local 4-inch plus amounts occurring from parts of eastern Oklahoma and Arkansas into Illinois and maybe northern Indiana. Snowfall to the west of this could end up running in over 10 inches. In fact, 10 to 20 inches will be possible in a band coming out of west central portions of the High Plains region up into the upper Midwest. All of this, of course, is predicated on the events that I've suggested will occur over the next few days. If we don't see the temperature contrast as impressively as described here, then the precipitation amounts will be lessened as well. Now, some of the computer forecast models today suggest next week will be much drier across the Midwest. A little caution is advised there. I don't think that all the cold air will work its way through the Midwest until later next week. That opens the door for yet another low pressure center to form in the lower Mississippi River Basin area or perhaps the Tennessee Basin area, and that could occur during the middle part of next week. Then the end result of that would be yet another wave of precipitation in lower parts of the region. Our temperatures will finally cool off. It'll probably be the second half of next week, and at that point we'll see high temperatures lowering to the 20s and 30s in the western Corn Belt and 30s and 40s in the eastern areas. The cool-off is only expected to last for a few days and will turn right around and start warming things back up again, setting the stage for yet another storm a little later in the month of January. In the meantime, down in South America, everything is status quo. We'll see showers and thunderstorms abating from northern Brazil for a while. Looks like it'll be quite dry from the end of this week through the middle part of next week, and temperatures will be warm enough for a steady rate of drying, increasing crop stress. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.